This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say that Russia has shifted a dozen crack units from the shattered port of Mariupol to eastern Ukraine and is pounding away at cities across the region. The two sides are hurtling toward what could be an epic battle for control of the country's industrial heartland. Russian state TV showed the flag of Moscow-based Donetsk separatists raised on what it said was Mariupol's highest point, the city's TV tower. It also showed what it said was the main building at the city's besieged steel plant in flames. Russia reported one of its servicemen was killed and 27 were missing after last week's fire on the warship that sank. The UN announced on Friday that the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, will meet Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He'll also hold meetings and have a working lunch with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The UN chief wrote to Putin this week requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Guterres' spokesperson said his office is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there. Guterres also appealed this week for a four-day humanitarian pause to coincide with Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated in Ukraine and Russia this coming Sunday. So far, those efforts have failed. At a Friday press conference in Moscow, Lavrov said talks to end the fighting in Ukraine are at a standstill because Kyiv has not responded to Moscow's latest set of proposals. But AP reported that Russia's lead negotiator at the talks with Ukraine confirmed he had had several long conversations with the head of the Ukrainian delegation on Friday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. The French military has released videos appearing to show Russian mercenaries burying bodies near an army base in northern Mali, which it says is part of a smear campaign against the French, who handed control of the base to Malian forces earlier in the week. Aerial surveillance taken by the French military early Thursday and provided to the Associated Press show what appear to be 12 Caucasian soldiers covering approximately a dozen Malian bodies with sand near the Gassi military base, according to a French military officer who spoke on condition of anonymity. The officer says the Caucasian soldiers are likely members of a Wagner group, a Russian mercenary force. A Taliban official says a bombing at a mosque and religious school in northern Afghanistan Friday killed at least 33 people, including students of a religious school. The Taliban's deputy culture and information minister said the bombing in the town in the Kunduz province also wounded another 43 people. Many of them were students. No one immediately claimed responsibility, but Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate Friday claimed a series of bombings that happened a day earlier, the worst of which was an attack on a Shiite mosque in northern Mazar-e Sharif that killed at least 12 Shiite Muslim worshippers and wounded scores more. Earlier, the Kunduz provincial police spokesman put the death toll at the mosque and compound and the Imam Sahib at 2 dead and 6 injured. The Biden administration has now begun phasing out the use of pandemic-related rules that allows migrants to be expelled without an opportunity to seek asylum. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
U.S. authorities have processed more single adults from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador in recent weeks under immigration laws, which include a right to seek asylum. That's according to a statement filed by Homeland Security in federal court in Louisiana. Louisiana, Arizona, and Missouri sued this month to keep the rule. 18 other states later joined and have asked a federal judge to stop what they called the premature implementation of the end of the rule. It's set to expire May 23rd. Migrants have been expelled more than 1.8 million times under the rule, which was invoked by the Trump administration in March 2020 to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Norman Hall, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities say Russia has shifted a dozen crack units from the shattered port of Mariupol to eastern Ukraine and is pounding away at cities across the region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.